Malbon found another turnover that had been left cooling on a stone slate. She pushed it in front of Orvis.
Could you find Bloodbeak and bring him to Redwall?
Again they had to wait, whilst the owl let his turnover. Then Orvis began making his demands for the task. Skipper took the first watch on the wall tops with Chirk, the hefty young female otter. He told her of what had taken place in the kitchens. Chirk leaned on a battlement, watching the night-cowled woodlands, shaking her head in disbelief.
A day afore he can make the trip, you say? Cheeky old feather bag. I'd have sent that owl packing tonight, Skip.
Skipper rested his chin on the wall stones.
Orvis ain't hurrying for no beast. Says he's got to feed himself up for such a long flight. And the load of victuals he wants to take with him. A fruitcake, 2 mushroom and carrot pasties, a bag of candied chestnuts, a whopping slap of cheese, and a big flask of green sap milk mixed with clear honey, if you please.
Chirk could not resist a chuckle at the owl's gluttony.
Carrying that lot, I think Orvis will have to walk all the way.
Skipper shrugged.
I think the Abbot's far too soft with that bird. But he agreed with everything.
Zasalis was the biggest and oldest of the 3 adders. His brother Harsax and his sister Sestra were bound forever to him, not just by family blood, but also by the mace and chain of King Sarengo. Long seasons ago, when all 3 were young, the pure ferret ruler and his crew of rat guards had invaded the viper's home. The attack had been brief but terrible. Their mother, the great snake Baruska, had met Sarengo head-on, knocking the iron mason chain from his paws and engaging him in a struggle to the death. The mace was a fearsome weapon, with a metal bar handle, an iron chain flail, and a spiked iron ball. Baruska's 3 children were hardly half-grown. Huddling together in the cavern beneath the oak, they hissed venomously and struck out at the rat guards surrounding them. Flailing through the melee, the discarded mason chain wrapped itself about their writhing tails. Screams of stricken rats rent the gloomy air of Brockhall as the 3 young snakes struck again and again. Only 6 rats and Sarengo's fat, terrified son, Aganu, managed to scramble out with their lives. King Sarengo fought like a mad beast, weaponless and trapped in the giant coils of Baruska. The pure ferret sunk his teeth into the adder's spine, just below the skull. He hung on, hoping for rescue by his son and the rat guards, but it never came.